part of the hoof soft inside, mm-hmm. but outside those bone are hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about did you know of a game that people played with throwing the shoes at a try to get them around a post?
Horseshoe pitcher?
Yeah, yeah. Did they ever play that around
Oh,
here?
Oh yeah.
They used to play. Pitching horseshoes lots, but that
don't
hardly ever
do. Pitch them more much and kind of run out of date, but used to do that a lot at school back in the old days.
Well,
they don't
hardly
pitch anymore.
They don't do that much anymore.
No, they used to.
Sometimes take a pitch or two.
Well, now what about sheep? I noticed on the way out here that some people down this road had some sheep. What would you call a male sheep?
Buck sheep.
Well, what about a female?
Ram.
Be a yule.
Mm-hmm.
A female.
Yule.
Oh, that's what you call the female.
Yeah. What do you call a yule?
Buck and yule. Ram and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call that stuff they have on their backs?
Wool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have. Sure, that wool will make you some good warm clothes.
Oh, that's what you'd used when you talked about weaving before?
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah. Everybody had sheep in the old days, and had to have them. Sure, them get that wool and make them some clothes and blankets,
mm-hmm.
socks,
mm-hmm.
knitting some gloves. Come in handy.
Now, we were talking before that you said you had hogs and that some of them you'd raise inside the pen, and some of them you didn't, with your hogs. Now, what did you...
Had open range in this country. Acorns.
Oh, they'd eat acorns?
Yeah.
Well, what did you call them when they were first born?
Pig.
Oh, that'd be... Now, how big would they get before you call them a hog?
Schultz.
Oh, that's... You call them a Schultz, then?
Yeah. Got out of a pig's tail, call him a short. When he got up 102 pounds, he hog.
Oh, I see. Now, what if you didn't want your... now, what would you call a male pig?
Just call him a male pig.
Did
boar,
you?
Pig.
A boar?
Call him a boar pig or male pig. I want.
Now, what if you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar? If it was a male and you didn't want it to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do?
We'd cut the son of a bitch.
That's what you'd have to do to him? And then he would... Now, after that, what would you call one of them?
Bar.
Oh, I see. Then
bar.
That's what he'd be after that.
Yeah.
See, I'm just learning all this stuff. That's what I need, you know. It's just exactly. Y'all.
It's all in that book, is it? And you have to call it over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, what about a female hog?
I call them gilts and sows.
Oh, gilts and sows. What would be the difference between a gilt?
A gilt was a small one.
Oh, I see.
Before it got to be a grown-up.
Uh-huh.
Small gilts,
mm-hmm.
bigger gilt, and old sows. Fatten a gilt,
mm-hmm.
bar hog.
Well, what about now those stiff hairs that be on a hog's back? What'd you call that?
Bristle.
Oh yeah. Now what about those big old teeth that they'd have?
Tushes.
Mm-hmm. Just forking hog foot. So
now what about those big teeth?
Teeth.
Uh huh. Tushes.
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 Sure.
Got big teeth, they call them tushes.
Take an old boar hog and get several years old and them teeth stuck up. Dangerous.
Oh, and that's what you called them was tushes.
Tushes. They cut you all to pieces, them thing, too.
Did you ever have any wild hogs around here?
No, not many years.